Today I'm proclaiming the word of God from the Gospel, John chapter 5, verses 21 to 29. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we receive your word, fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that we may live under the kingship of your Son, and so that we may show his love in our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As human beings, whether we like it or not, we spend a lot of time and mental energy considering how other people evaluate us, how they judge us, how our family, friends, workmates judge us, how people in social media, on the street, in crowds, judge us. We spend a lot of time and mental energy considering how they judge us on how we look, how we dress, what we say, where we live, who's in our family, what we do for a living, where we work, who our friends are, who we vote for, what team we support. The list goes on. Whether we like it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, we human beings have a deep need to be accepted and to be accepted by other human beings. We fear that others will judge us negatively, that we will be excluded, rejected, and forgotten. What we want, and indeed according to our human condition, what we need, is to be someone who has a place in community, where we are acknowledged, where we are welcomed, where we are known, and where we know others. Now today I'm proclaiming good news from God's word, that the final judgment on our lives does not belong to our family, our friends, or workmates, or any of the people in our lives now or in the future. The final word of judgment on our lives belongs to Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, who will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. It belongs to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who died to take away our sin, to save us from exclusion, from rejection, from being forgotten, to save us from condemnation. As we listen to the words of the human being, Jesus Christ, and as we entrust ourselves to the Father who sent him, we are no longer rejected, excluded, forgotten. Instead, we are welcomed into the true human community, where we share in the life of the true human being, Jesus Christ, with the brothers and sisters that God gives us. Well, let's listen to how today's reading begins. Jesus said, "Indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomsoever he wishes." Now we're coming into the middle of a narrative here. What's been happening? Well, Jesus has just healed a physically disabled man, and he's done this on the Sabbath. And when he was challenged on this, on healing on the Sabbath, he did not back down, but claimed that he was doing the work of the Father. This infuriated his persecutors, who understood, rightly, that he was making himself equal to God. Now, what we have in today's reading is a sort of defense. It starts off as if Jesus is in the dock, having to give reasons for his actions. But as the reading goes on, it becomes evident that it is actually all people who are in the dock. And it is Jesus who is the true judge of the living and the dead. In fact, this is how the reading goes on. "The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honour the Son just as they honour the Father. Anyone who does not honour the Son does not honour the Father who sent him." Now, Jesus' antagonists wanted to kill him because he made himself equal with the Father, but they didn't know the half of it. Jesus, in the face of murderous opposition, claims that he has been appointed by the Father as judge of all, as the one to whom all must give an account of their lives. Now, it's on the basis of texts like this one that the church confesses that Jesus is the true judge of all. So in the Apostles' Creed, we together confess Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. And in the Nicene Creed, which we will confess today, we confess he will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. And in the Athanasian Creed, that third great ecumenical creed, which is part of our Lutheran heritage, part of the ecumenical heritage, we confess Jesus shall come to judge the living and the dead. At his coming, all people shall arise with their bodies and give an account of their own deeds. So on the basis of God's word, the church confesses that whatever a person's personal beliefs and opinions and attitudes, whatever beliefs they have may about who should be accepted or rejected, no matter how powerful some people might seem to be in our world to make judgments on others, it is Jesus, born of Mary, born in a stable. It is Jesus from Nazareth, the carpenter's son, who was rejected, who was spat on, who was mocked, flogged, crucified, who rose from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father. It is Jesus, the human being, who has true power and authority to judge us and to judge all. In our reading, Jesus goes on immediately to say why his being judge is good news. This is what he says. Very truly I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Now what's going on here? How are we meant to understand this? Well, think about an ambassador coming to a hostile country in a time of war. And the ambassador bears a message of peace. To listen to what the ambassador says and to trust in the good intentions of the one who sent the ambassador is to find an end to hostilities. It's to find peace. But to reject the ambassador, to show dishonor and disrespect, to doubt the intentions of the one who sent, this is to be in conflict and to invite in death. Now, this is one way to understand what Jesus is saying. As we listen to his word of peace that he proclaims to us, as we trust that the Father who sent him shows us goodwill, we move from conflict with God to peace with God. We move from being under the power of death to being under the authority of the author of life. And this is not a nice spiritual idea or a pleasant spiritual thought. This is a message that has power. To trust this message is to experience the power in our lives as individuals and our life together as a community. This is how Jesus puts it. Very truly, I tell you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And as he has given him authority to execute judgment, and he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Now Jesus here is evidently talking about the spiritually dead, about all of us in our natural state. As we hear the voice of the Son of God, as we hear the voice of Jesus, we receive the gift of life from God, a gift that frees us from the burden of having to conform our lives with the thoughts and words and judgments of other human beings. In other words, it's not those with money or physical strength or beauty or those with political power, whether it's political power in the schoolyard or in the workplace, or in the media, or in Parliament even, it's not with them that true judgment resides. It's with the human being Jesus Christ, who has the authoritative word on our lives. And his word to us is the word that he spoke to his first disciples on the night of his resurrection. In his resurrection, what is the first word that Jesus says to his disciples? Look in John's Gospel. It is the word peace. This is the word that God speaks to us in Christ Jesus. And because we have this word spoken to us by our Father in heaven, we are free to be generous with others as God has been generous with us. We are free to be merciful with others as God has been merciful with us, has helped us in our need. And we are free to be forgiving to other people as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven us. That this life of faith shows itself in action is evident from the conclusion of today's reading. Jesus says, "Don't be astonished at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." The life that God gives is the freedom to do good. It leads to the resurrection of life. This is how we confess this teaching in the Athanasian Creed. Jesus shall come to judge the living and the dead. At his coming, all people shall arise with their bodies and give an account of their own deeds. Those who have done good will enter eternal life, and those who have done evil will go into everlasting fire. That confession of faith comes from readings like today's reading from John, from the words of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. We need to hear the whole of Jesus' teaching and to receive also in thoughtful reflection the creeds that have been handed down to us. If in our life of faith we do not show generosity to those around us, if we refuse to be merciful to those in need, if we hold back from others the forgiveness that we have so freely received in Jesus Christ, then something is terribly wrong. And we need to hear the word of threat that is in Jesus' speech to us, and to consider the reality of our spiritual situation, and to move away from apathy and in to loving action. Having said that, when we fear, when we rightly fear what it might mean for us to give an account for the deeds that we have done or failed to do in our real bodily existence, then our peace can never come ultimately from our good deeds or from the approval of any human being other than Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Brothers and sisters, look to Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God, who has taken away your sins. Listen to his word and trust the Father who sent him, who does not wish to reject you or to exclude you or to forget you, but who rather welcomes you in Christ Jesus, so that you may live as dearly loved sons and daughters and experience in the kingdom of his Son the joy that comes from living in Christian love. Judgment on our lives belongs to no one other than our brother, Jesus. So let's encourage us to listen to his word and to trust the one who sent him, so that we may live the true life of love for one another, and so that this life of love may be evident to all, so that they may glorify the Father in heaven with us. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus. Amen.